Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, is there any business person that you know that doesn't want to do more business? Almost everybody wants to do more business, and they make this statement, I want to do more business. I want to increase my sales. But do they really think about what that really means? Unless you're an internet business or some other type of business that people just walk in the door, pick your product up, maybe a grocery store, you need to have salespeople. You need to create sales. You need to have salespeople who prospect, to go out and find business, who bring it in. And I've heard business people say things like, well, I'd really like to increase my sales, but I can't afford another salesperson. Not afford another salesperson? If they are truly a prospector and a salesperson, they don't cost you a penny. They make money for you. Yes, they may cost you cash flow, while the products or services that they're selling have to be completed and the money has to be collected. But salespeople do not cost you money. If they cost you money, they are the wrong salespeople. Salespeople are profit centers that drive the whole company. Without prospecting and sales, you've got nothing. You can't sit behind your desk and just hope that business comes in. You have to put yourself in a position of saying, how am I going to compete? How am I going to make it happen? How am I going to be out there and have people notice me? That's what salespeople do. They tell your story, and they get people to buy into your story. And then the question becomes, how many salespeople do I need? Well, I've also had people tell me, well, I've got a salesperson, and that's enough. And if you say that, I've got one salesperson or two salespeople, you're not really understanding the process. To understand the process of how many salespeople you have, it's not complicated. It's such a simple formula. When I tell you this, you're going to go, ah, that makes sense. And what makes sense is how much volume do you want to do? If you want to do $2 million and the average salesperson, once they get going, not the initial ramp-up period, but once they get going, does $500,000 a year, how many salespeople do you need? You need four. If the average salesperson does $1 million a year in the industry, and they are not superstars, just average, you need two people selling to do $2 million. So you decide how much you want to increase your volume or how much sales you want to create. You do a little research and you find out what the average salesperson in your industry does in the way of volume, and you divide that volume by the number of salespeople that you need. Simple formula. And when you do that, you'll really understand how to get what you need. Now, it's not just a matter of I'll hire anybody off the street. They'll just go out and they'll sell and they'll create $500,000. They have to be skilled people. Salespeople are really skilled technicians who know how to deliver your message and get the order. Then comes the conversation of, do I hire an experienced person or do I hire someone to train? Well, again, it depends on what you want. If you've got enough business going, if you are profitable enough, you may turn around and you may say, I want to develop my own salespeople, and I'm willing to invest. And this is where you invest in salespeople, prospectors and salespeople, where you are in a situation where you have enough profit that you can afford to absolutely invest in them and not worry about whether they're making a profit or making sales. I mean, I've worked with companies that would invest $150,000 in their salespeople a year just to train them every single year, but they were doing a nice volume of business. So Do you want new people, which are going to absolutely cost you training and money, and they may not be successful? Do you want an experienced person who absolutely is going to hit the ground running? What do you want? So then we come back to the conversation of interviewing. And salespeople are notorious for doing a great job of selling the boss and not necessarily going out and selling the product. So we really, really need to understand how we're going to interview the salespeople. We need to have them be in a situation where they say, I'm a great salesperson, and you go, well, sell me. Sell me your last product. Close me on your last product. Sharpen up your interview methods for salespeople. And you can certainly research that and see exactly what you should be asking, how you should be asking it. So the amount of volume that you want to do is directly related to how many prospectors and salespeople you have that are average. And the reason I say average is some will be very good, some will be not quite as good as you would like, and it all averages out. Every once in a while, someone gets a superstar, but the problem is that if we depend upon the superstar and they're not there anymore and we're not building a sales force, we now have a problem. So let's build a sales force of competent, reliable, steady people who really like to prospect, because you can't sell anything unless you have a prospect, who understands how to close a sale, and they do very well, and they sell services or products that are beneficial to the company. They're not just selling anything. Well, it's quite an interesting project you have in front of you. Let's increase our sales. Let's increase our sales force. When we do that, we've increased our profits. Everything is driven by sales. No prospecting, no sales, no business. This is Howard LeWinter, and I'm trying to sell you on the idea of building your sales force. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.